Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Let me say something to you. You need to stop relying on the approval of others to follow your vision. I believe that's why God gave the next dream with even greater authority. The first one were the sheaves bowing down, but the second one, because he needed more convincing, God said the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, of course, these all symbolize the brothers and the father and the mother, were bowing down before him. How do we know that? Because verse 10 says, when he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you've had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? He probably wanted to take off that coat right then. Get that coat off. It's going to your head. But the Bible doesn't say that happened. Folks, the scope of the vision that God has for you may seem so incredible that God has to continue to confirm to you, I'm going to do this in your life. I'm going to do this in your life. I'm going to do this in your life. Who am I talking to? You need to begin to start listening to God. Listen to what he's telling you to do. Well, nobody has ever done that in my family. Who cares? You'll be the first. Well, I need resources to do those things. Start walking toward the door. God will have it there for you when you get there. You need to start believing that God has put something inside of you that is going to make you successful and start walking in that direction. Let that be your vision. Let that be your focus, and God will begin to give you dreams to confirm it. Let's give God praise in the house. Come on. Stop ignoring your dreams. Say that to the person next to you. Come on. Stop ignoring your dreams. My God, I feel the Holy Spirit on that. Some of you have been mocking time too long. God says, stop ignoring the vision that I've given you. It's time to make it your focus. Now, God never, he never tells you, drop everything and just do this. No, folks, no, listen. There is always some type of transitional period of time. But with God, everything is set to motion in seasons. This is the season for things to begin to change in your life. That's why I'm giving you this message. But let me say something else to you that's so very important. Keep your dreams private. Because Satan will use whoever he can to discourage you and stop the plan. Ask God whom you're supposed to share the vision with. Joseph's dream was not for his brothers. It was brought to him by God. But how many of us get so excited with what God is doing? We say, God's going to use me. And you go and you tell somebody else and they're not as excited as you. In fact, their eyes become green. Really? If you really knew who you were, you wouldn't be saying that. In chapter 37 and verse 8 of Genesis, his brothers said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Will you have dominion over us, Joseph? The Bible says, and they hated him even more because of his dreams and because of his words. Folks, dreams that come to you are for you and your ears alone most of the time. Because the same dreams that encourage your ears will bring opposition to your life in the ears of others. Hear me what I'm saying today. They could not be happy for him. In fact, they determined that it would not happen. Let me ask you a question. How much of the opposition in your life, you created it because you've shared your dreams? Number three, your dream will make room for you. Number two was keep your dreams private. Number three, your dream will make room for you. Now, let me just say something very encouraging to you. No one can steal your destiny if you focus on your vision. Come on, repeat after me. No one can steal my destiny if I focus on my vision. See, folks, it's important for you to keep your eye on what God is doing in your life, because it encourages you until you get to the door of opportunity. Many people have been discouraged because initially they knew, I have a gift. God wants me to do something. I'm so excited. But then it just kind of dies down. And as a result, people get dumbed down and they just continue to walk life the way it always has been. What is it about human beings that we really hate change? We would rather continue to do things comfortably in life and maintain the status quo. Look at your neighbor and say, you can't do that anymore. Because God has given you a vision and he wants to give you a dream. Folks, listen, if you focus rather on what you've always been doing when God has given you a gift and a vision, do not be surprised when you get thrown into a pit. That's because perhaps that's the only way God can get you going. I'm going to say it again. Destiny is timed by seasons. Your destiny is about to change the way you're doing things. Get ready for it. Be aware of it. The Bible says Joseph got thrown into a pit, and the next thing he knows, he's in Egypt. He was reveling in the fact that he had a robe, that he had a gift. He told his brothers, I got it off my chest. I just told them, I'm going to rule over them. Oh, praise God. I even told Daddy and Mommy, you're going to bow to me too. How many young people would love to be able to say that to their parents? Today you make me clean the room, tomorrow I'll be sitting in the palace and I may let you have a room in my house. That could be prophetic. How are you treating your children? That's another message. So Joseph now has to change his whole mindset. He can't just be parading in his robe that shows he's a ruler. He can't be straightening out his brothers and telling his mom and dad how great he is because now he's a slave. Isn't it something how when God promotes you, it always starts down? It's not going to feel like a promotion. God gives him a dream about being a ruler, and the next thing he knows is he's a slave. Whatever God does in your life to take you to the next level, he's going to first bring you down so that you know he's bringing you up. The Bible says in Genesis 39 and 1, Joseph was taken to Egypt by the Ishmaelite traders, and he was purchased by Potiphar, an Egyptian officer. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he succeeded in everything that he did as he served in the home of his master. And Potiphar noticed this, and he realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. And this pleased Potiphar. So he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. Folks, listen to me. It does not matter how you come in, you're going up. The Bible says we are the head, not the tail. We are above all. We are not beneath, but God will always bring you in the basement. Because he wants to let you know that it's him. It's not your own ability. It's his ability through you. Never forget that. It's not your cuteness, the fact that you're so handsome. Yes, dress for success, but there is no amount of dressing that is going to make you that successful. You got to come with something too. And whatever your gift is, God has to be on that gift.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
And whatever your gift is, God has to be on that gift. And when he's on your gift, the Bible says, a person's gift makes room for them and brings them before great people. Joseph walked in as a slave, and the Bible says he was still successful. It doesn't matter what level you are, when you have been given a gift by God, you'll be a success at that level. That's why you should always try your best to operate in excellence, because somebody will see it and then you will become the standard. Someone will say, I like the way they do it. I remember even when I was a little boy, there was a little girl in my class, and she kept her desk so neat that the teachers got all of us around and said, now I want you to keep your desk that neat. Of course, we didn't do it, but she was a standard. God is making you a standard for where you are. How neat are you? Are you operating in excellence? Are you faithful? Are you doing the things God called you to do? Because then your gift will make room for you and bring you before great people. Now, let me say this. Joseph worked for free. Many of us, when people start paying attention to us, we start thinking about the paycheck and the pay. All right, you're going to pay me. You're going to pay me for my expertise. My friend, you were just a slave. You just came in on the basement level, and now you're saying, pay me this amount or else I'm talking to somebody today. When God began to promote Joseph, he was still a slave. He didn't charge anything. Sometimes you need to just do it as sowing some seed for your future. Don't always look to be paid. You want to start by taking the change that people have. And when you do that, you're going to lose the big money on the end that God really wants to give you. Come on, look at the person next to you and said, you have to sow for your future. Do it for free. You've got to provide some seed for the harvest. And I'm going to have to stop here, and we'll continue next time with this last one, number four. Your dream will sustain you during adversity. Your dream will sustain you during adversity. And let's put in opposition there too. The Bible says in Genesis 37 and 28, Joseph was thrown into the pit and sold. He became a slave. That wasn't enough. As things were going well with him, the next thing that happened, he was accused of rape. Joseph went from one bad situation to the next bad situation. It is because the devil does everything he can to stop the purpose of God in your life. Who am I talking to today? Some of you are meeting opposition at every turn. You go two steps forward and you find yourself four steps backwards. That is not because of God. That is because the devil doesn't want you to succeed. Don't give up. Keep your tenacity and say, no, devil, I'm going forward. I'm going to fulfill my destiny. I don't expect you to be happy for me. But I'm going to do it anyway in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Bible said of Potiphar's wife, she spoke to him every day saying, sleep with me. And he said, I'm not going to do it. Finally, she grabbed his clothes and he ran. And then she went to her husband and said, you know, that young guy, he mocked me. He said he wanted to sleep with me and he tried to, and I ran away and I got out right in time. As a result of those lies, he was thrown into prison. But I'm going to say it again. No one can prevent your destiny of success, not even lies. See, people get held back because you buy in to the lies of the enemy. It's because of this I haven't made it. It's because of them I haven't made it. It's because this happened. No, those are all lies. No one can stop your success. But guess what you just did? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You said what the devil showed you, and now you have created opposition in your own life. Because you said, it's because of this reason. The devil said, oh, say it again, say it again. See, it makes you feel good because you're trying to find, why am I not going forward? Why isn't God doing this? You're pulling for straws. Why? And the devil's just feeding you with information. And you're feeling so rejected, you'll take it because you're just looking for an excuse. It's because they did this that I'm going through this today. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, why am I suffering? Get a checkup from the neck up and let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Stop saying what the devil is saying. Start saying what God is saying about you. You are blessed. The righteous are surrounded with favor as a shield. I am going to make it. I am going to fulfill my destiny. Remember the dreams. Joseph had to remember the dreams every time. Oh, God said, I'm going to be a ruler. God said, in the prison, the Bible says, they heard him with the chains. He had a neck collar. He sat in chains. He was chained to a wall. Bible says, until God came and delivered him, he sat in those chains. But I want to show you something. The Bible says that they put him in prison. But the person who was over the prison said, Joseph, I know that Potiphar used you, and I can see that you're a man with gifts. He says, listen, I want you to start doing just a few things here in the prison. In the prison? Yeah, in the prison. I want you to start taking care of the men in the prison. Take care of this cell block. And then he said, take care of this cell block. And then he said, take care of this. Joseph, I'm going on vacation next week. Will you just be the warden of the prison? Now, I can't pay you because you're a prisoner. Some of us get so upset when we're doing the job and we're not being paid for it. What you need to understand is God is building your name. God is building your reputation. God is getting you ready for promotion. Look at your neighbor and say, don't worry about the money. Promotion is coming if you do it for free. Now, I know you don't want to hear me saying that. Joseph is our example. Do the job. Let the gift speak for you. Let the gift make room for you. Take the promotion without the pay, and the money will follow. I'm talking to somebody today. The last thing I want to lead you with is this, number five, and I'm not going to really get into it. God will use you to assist others related to your dream. God will use you to assist others related to your dream. There are people that God has sovereignly connected you with. And God will use you to speak into their life and encourage them and pray for them. And you will wonder, why is God answering my prayer for them? And he's not even answering my prayers in prison. Have you ever been there? You've prayed for someone else. You're believing for someone else, and you've got a need. Sometimes you are praying under your breath, Lord, speak to that person and give me some money. I'm praying that they'll be blessed, Lord. Let them tie the tent to me for praying. God, talk to those people. Joseph had that problem. He prophesied to the baker and to the butler, and they each got the interpretation of their dream, and it came to pass. And when the butler was going out, the Bible says, Joseph said, listen, I don't belong here. Tell Pharaoh, get me out of this place. I'm an innocent man. Well, you know, that's what they tell you about prison, is everybody's innocent. A lot of people really are, though. Joseph was certainly innocent. The Bible says 2 full years went by. Folks, listen, I'm talking about the God who loves you and the destiny and the plan he has for your life. Some things are going to hurt. Some things are going to make you cry. Some things are going to make you question, why, God? But keep your eye on the vision. Let it sustain you. Let the dream sustain you, because God will surely promote you, and it's about to happen.
This concludes part two of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part three.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Dreams, Vision, and Destiny, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, we thank you today for your goodness and for your grace. Lord, your word declares that it shall come to pass that before we call, you will answer, and while we are yet speaking, you will hear. Hear our prayers today. You are acquainted with every situation. We're praying for our family members and our loved ones today. We're praying for our physical health. Heal us today. We rebuke sickness, disease, and pain. We come against all opposition in our lives. Your word says, call upon me and I will answer you. And we are calling and we are believing. And you said, whatever we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, you would do it. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.